Our scripture text today comes in the very last book of the Holy Text, 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, verses 1 through 6a. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. It's found on the screen. And I ask that you hear this with your ears, with your mind, and with your heart. From the great vision of John of Patmos, let us read. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." This is the inspired word of God for all of God's people. Thanks be to God. I invite you to join me as we gather around the throne of grace. Let us pray. Lord of the glory, Lord of the heavens and Lord of the earth, on this day, when we are reminded of the empty chair at our table, come now. Come into this space and fill it with your presence. Send the Holy Spirit that we may be filled to overflowing, that we may know that you are here. While our hearts may be heavy, O God, may you make our burdens light. As the candles on our altar burn, may the joy of our memories warm us. And Lord, in this moment, may only your word be spoken. Lift up your cross, O God. Hide your servant behind it. If I am not the word, the one to bring your word, then I will gladly step aside. For I want only your word to be heard, and only your cross to be seen. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. For your servant is listening. Amen. I want to thank all of you who sent me an email this week in response to the saints in your lives and the lessons that were taught. I heard so many stories of people in your lives. I just want to share with you some of the lessons that you shared with me. Here are some of the lessons. Live each day with enthusiasm. You know, I have a little trouble with that one, huh? Say, "I love you" and mean it. Always show appreciation to those who make your lives brighter and easier. Shake hands. Be good steward of your resources. Look people in the eye and really converse with them so that they really see that you see them. Watch out for each other. Offer Jesus to everyone. Here's one I like. Laugh every day. Fellowship is important. And always say thank you. You share stories with me about your wife and your husband and your partner, about your mothers and your fathers and your sisters and your brothers and your coworkers and your friends, of how you were uplifted, how in times of trouble, someone was there, how in the darkest moments of your life, someone picked you up and said the right word. These were wonderful stories that were just making my heart glad as you shared them with me. And they shared with me words that were trustworthy and true. And it reminded me of the scripture that we just read. These were words that were dependable, reliable, words that you could count on, words that made your life more meaningful, words that gave you hope in the midst of the darkness. Let's think back on verses 5 and 6. And it says, "And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' And he said, 'Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.' Then he said, 'It is done. It is finished. I'm the Alpha and the Omega.'" I looked up trustworthy. Think in your mind, what do you think that means? Worthy of trust, yes. But it also says deserving of confidence, dependable, reliable. And those stories that were shared, did you hear words that were reliable, things you could count on, things that you could use, things that were dependable and true? There was, man, that when I did dictionary.com, because I no longer want to look it up in a book because I want to do it easy, right? Here was the phrase that I thought was absolutely stunning. Being the essential or genuine character of something. In other words, you could peel everything away and get down to the essence of something. So these words that you shared with me, the words of Scripture, get down to the essence of the character of the thing, of something. So what is John of Patmos getting to? There are three things we can take from this scripture. The first one is, I am making all things new. Man, we can stake it right there. We can put our hope on that. I am making all things new. Death will be no more. Mourning will turn to joy. Did you hear that phrase? God will wipe the tears from their eyes. I had the image of when I was little and I would skin my knees because, well, that happened when you played with three brothers, you know, especially when they tossed you down the hill. Yeah. And I would run to my mom and she would put the alcohol out and, you know, kind of do that. And as I was crying, she would take her hand and rub my eyes. Maybe you have a little one that's run to you and you pick them up and you wipe the tears from their eyes. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we run to God and God wipes the tears from our eyes? Can you get that image of crawling up in God's lap and God wipes our tears? There will come a day when God wipes our tears away. I'm going to stand in that line for all eternity. Will you not? Stand there. And our mourning will turn to joy. All things are going to become new. We will return to that time when, like in Genesis, we walk in the cool of the evening with God. Nothing will stand between us and God. Our sin will be no more. The obstacles that we have placed between us and God will be no more. We can be face to face with God. The earth will return to its original beauty. It will no longer bear the scars of the injustice that we have borne upon it. All things will be made new. All things. Our relationships will be whole and wholesome. All things will be made new. We will love as the way God intended us to love. All things will be made new. Truth will be known by all people. All things will be made new. Oh, I can see it, can you not? We will know and be known by loving God. And we will know and be known by each other in the way God intended. All things will be made new. There will be no struggle for power. All things will be made new. All the things that cause us to wake up in the middle of the night in fear and trembling will be no more. All things will be made new. Our tables will have no empty chairs. All things will be made new. We will understand all things. All the long list of questions I have ready to send to the God email, they will be answered. All things will be made new. This is where you say amen. All things will be made new. Secondly, it says, it is finished. The salvation story is complete. It is done. Just as Christ said on the cross, it is finished. We are saved completely. Not because of anything we've done, but because the miraculous work and grace and love that was found on the cross, salvation is complete. We will understand the tremendous love in a way we cannot comprehend right now. We will know fully what love it took to reconcile us to God. Right now, we think we know, but as Paul says, then we will fully know. Right now, we look through a glass darkly. Then we will look through it face to face. It is done. Salvation is complete. We will be justified, glorified, sanctified, all the five that you want. It is done. Salvation is complete. And lastly, and here's where our hope is today. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. In other words, I read that to mean that all of our being is within the being of Christ. I am never alone because the Alpha and the Omega is. There is nothing that I go through, that you go through, that we are ever, ever alone. Yes, life is tough. Amen? Yes, there are storms. There are horrible things that can happen to us. And some of us right now are dealing with pain that is unspeakable. Some of us are dealing with things that are rocking us all the way to our bedrock. But we are never outside of the love and grace of God. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Nothing on this earth, nothing under this earth, nothing in heaven or hell that can separate us from the almighty love and grace of God. The Alpha and the Omega. Everything is contained within the Alpha and the Omega. We are never far from the grace of God. That's worth shouting for. That is where we stake our hope. That is where we stake our lives. It doesn't matter what the world throws at us. We are never, ever out of God's palm. God holds us in the cleft. You know me, I'm going to date myself. In the old shape book, shape note hymn book, in the cleft, in the rock of ages, in the cleft of God's hand. I don't know, if you're under a certain age, you don't know what I'm talking about. It means right here. We are always right here in the palm of God's hand. It doesn't matter what the powers and principalities throw at us. We are never, ever out of God's love and care. It may seem like that. Been there, folks. When the night seemed to go on forever, when I was standing on the abyss, when my heart was shattered to pieces. But you know what? Right beside me was God. Right beside me was Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit keeping me from falling into the depth. And it's not just me. It's every one of us. There, but by the grace of God, go on. There is our hope. There is resurrection. There, we can stand and proclaim that God is alive and well and keeping us. And I choose to believe. Amen? So on this day in which we remember those who have taught us so much, those whose words are trustworthy and true, and on this day in which we read from the sacred text the promises of God that are trustworthy and true, and on this day in which we come and remember an amemenesis, the meal, let us today rejoice that God is here with us, that God has made all things new, and that God goes with us. Amen? Amen. Now, as